like to ask a question before we start.
Okay.
Because we're going to learn now this whole issue, almanach. When you start trying to understand the word almanach, couldn't you find the original wording of it for the purpose of
it?
I give it again for the purpose. Yeah, the question was the purpose that you give me back the star. Therefore, he didn't give us a get for Gittin. He gave us almanat for the... question before we start.
Okay.
Because we're going to learn now this whole issue, almanach. When you start trying to understand the word almanach, couldn't you find the original wording of it for the purpose of it? I give it again for the purpose. Yeah, the question was the purpose that you give me back the star. Therefore, he didn't give us a get for Gittin. He gave us almanach for the purpose of...
That's for sure not good. That's for sure not good.
What I'm trying to understand, because we're going to come out of it, the typical translation of it has to be changed all the time. The almanach,
right,
the meaning of it changes continuously.
Right.
But am I correct? The original is for the purpose.
It's in the middle. The Gemara has Boi Rami Bachama right in the middle of the Yom, and it has a tiny letter Vav. Boy Rami Bachama, what's the din in the following case? A Meshugana husband, he wrote the get on the Yad Ha'evit. He has an Evit Kanaini that belongs to him. An Evit Kanaini belongs to the Balabas, to the Yadon Kishorva Hamoro, like your own property. So he wrote the get on the Evit Kanaini's hand, and he gave the whole Evit Kanaini to his wife. The Mishnah says he can write the get on the Yad Ha'evit, the Noisan Law's Kala Evit. So he gave the Evit to the wife. Hoye muchzakim be'evit shehu shalo. We know for years that this Evit belongs to the husband. And now the get, and now the wife has the Evit, and he's sitting in her house. And she claims that the husband gave her the, and the get is written on his hand. And she claims the husband gave her this get, and she's divorced. Is that, and now she wants to remarry somebody else. And the husband is not around, and there are no Edom around. So normally the get serves both as a shtar kinyan and as a shtar raya. It serves as a shtar kinyan when the husband gives the get to the wife. That second she becomes geget. That second she becomes divorced. So that's called a shtar kinyan, a shtar, a document that changes the status of something. A shtar kinyan has, let's say, I give you a shtar mechira and I sell you my karka, shtar matona, shtar kiddushin. The woman becomes an eshes tisha. The get is a shtar kinyan. Then number two, the get. Also, the Zmana Gemara used to serve as the Shtar Raya. The Zmana Zeh, that's no longer the practice. The Zmana Zeh, right after the get is given to the Isha, so the Bezin takes it away, they keep it in their files, and then they give the Isha a document, a Ptur, it's called in Yiddish, a Ptur, which says, we, the undersigned, constituted a Bezin, and we supervise the giving of the get, and everything is done Kedas V'Kaloch, and the woman is permitted to remarry. So she no longer holds on to the get. But Bizmana Gemara, Tosis points out many Gemaras like that. This is one of them. Bizmana Gemara, the practice was that the woman held on to the get, and that get served later as a shtar raya. At the time that he gives her the get, it serves as a shtar kinyan to create the gerushin. And later on, she continues to hold on to it. It serves as a shtar raya.
Isn't there a waiting period?
That's another thing. You have to wait 92 days. You have to wait 3 months before you get married to make sure if she's pregnant, whether the lad is from the first husband or the second husband. Yeah. And even if you know the woman is 95 years old and they were tzikrikt for years and he was in jail, she was in jail, so life blew. So even if Afila Gemara says, even if Eliyo Anovi comes and he says the woman is not pregnant, you still have to wait 92 days before you remarry. That's another thing. You have to wait 92 days.
What was the reason that they changed this status, that they took the get and they gave her another document? What's different? What document she's keeping?
Some say, some of the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch say the reason why is because the Rabbi Natam made a cherem shalola hotzi laza la get. You're not allowed to be moit, you're not allowed to chepe get. After the get was ready given, before the get was given, you can chep all you want and insist they should write a different get. But after the get is already signed, sealed, and delivered, so you're not allowed to chep it to... So that's why if the woman is going to walk around with the get and whatever,
somebody
she wants to be married, so someone's going to look at it, they may start to check or something. So the rub takes it away, and fire pit, you can't see what it's in. What are they going to check on the document? You don't like the way the Bezner write the document? All right, so they didn't fill out the document correctly. But it doesn't indicate necessarily anything about the get, that there was any paschalus on the get. So that's probably the reason why. Yeah, not to give anybody an opportunity to make tzaris. So the shaila that Rami Bachoma has is the following. The woman has to hold on to the get in order to be able to prove that she is divorced. The get serves later as a shtaraya. So can this type of a get serve as a shtaraya? The get was written on the Yad HaEved Knaini, which we know for years. This Eved Knaini always belonged to the husband. And now the woman is holding on to the Eved Knaini, and we have no evidence that it belongs to her, just that she's holding on to it. So the Eved Knaini is a person who can walk on his own. He's a bar das, and he can. So is it necessarily a proof that the husband gave her the get, the fact that the Eved Knaini is sitting around the house, and he says, I was given to the wife as the get, and she is not mugureshes? Or do you say no? Maybe he just walked into her rishus, and that's not called a tfisas hashtar. In order to serve as a shtar raya, she has to be holding on the shtar. Let's say you'll find a piece of paper on the table, and the piece of paper is signed by two witnesses that says this is to ascertain that Pliny divorced his wife Plinius and she's permitted to remarry. So that's nothing. A shtar only gives Haggadah Seidus if there's Tvisas Balashtar, if the person to whom it was intended is holding on to it. But if the person to whom it was intended to be delivered is not holding on to it, so then it's not right. It's
there
only called Haggadah Seidus.
There were no Edomus here. Obviously.
We hope there were. We don't know anything. We don't know anything.
Well, if there were Edomus here, then you can...
If you have... Oh, you mean if the Edomus here are present, then they say, then there's no problem. Then you don't even need that she should hold on to the Edomus.
Like
If you have the two witnesses come and testify, we were there and we saw the way the husband gave the get to the wife, so you don't have to have any proof. You have the Edom who testify. Meretuch, there's no Edom is seer present.
The Edom doesn't say anything here.
The Edom also tells, but the Edom is possible. So it doesn't help. So the Edom says, husband gave me to the wife as a get, and I belong to the wife now, and she is Megureshes. So
he's in cahoots with her.
Right. So what the Eved says is postulated doesn't mean anything.
There's no shtar transferring the ownership
the
of the Eved
to the shtar.
No shtar.
This is a transfer.
So that's the shaila. Is that good as a shtar raya?
Without a get. And without a get.
So that's what the Gemara is going to say. Without a get, teignisht, if the woman... Stop, no get. I have... You have an Eved Knaini for the last 10 years, and all of a sudden he's in my house. And I say that I bought him. And you say that you never sold him to me. So if I have, let's say, your Gemara, I have your jacket, I have your pen or something that for the last 10 years belonged to you, and I hold on to it, and I say that you sold it to me, you say that I stole it. So you say, Chazaka kol mashatachas b'yadam harei shaloi, just because it has your name in it, just because everybody knows that it used to belong to you, doesn't necessarily mean that it still belongs to you. We assume that it's mine. If I'm holding on to the metalton, we assume chazak and kol ma'ashatachas v'yadam harayu shaloi. But if I'm holding on to your behemoth, if I'm holding on to your eved, and the Morakamah claims that it still is his, and I claim, no, that he gave it to me b'matana, that I bought it, then the Gemara says it's not a good. You don't say chazak and kol ma'ashatachas v'yadam harayu shaloi. Maybe the behemoth walked by itself.
Why should it be good with a guest?
Oh, so that's what the Gemara says. It's no good. The Gemara's going to say teke de dibur. So this is the Gemara shayla. Boy, Rami, that's going to be the answer. What's the din? If we knew that this Eved used to belong to the husband, and now the get is kosav al yodoi, the get is written on the Eved's hand. Nisha is holding on to the Eved Knaini. She claims that the husband gave her the Eved Knaini as the get. Mahu, what's the aloha? Me, I mean, anaknu yakni lo. Do you say that it must be true? She's holding on to the Eved Knaini. So you have the right to assume. If she would claim that the husband gave it to her, if there would be a din to her bat mominus, if the husband would be here and he would say, give me back my Eved Knaini, and she says, no, you gave it to me matana, then the husband would win. But the Gemara Shaila is, do you say, aknu yakni lo? There's nobody challenging her. Right, we're only talking about the Issa the Heter aspect. We're only talking as the woman permitted to remarry. So should we say, aknu yakni lo, vis a vis her taina, that she is giget? We assume the husband was makna the yevit to her.
Or Dilma same thing
with Behem. Or Dilma, perhaps I should say, whom in Avshei Ayil? Since if there would be a sichsach regarding the ownership of the yevit, we would say maybe the yevit walked on his own, like a Behem or an Evid. Maybe he walked in on its own. So you don't say chazaka masha tachas hem harei shaloi. So the Markama would get it back. So even vis-a-vis the Gerishin, this get that's written on the hand of the Eved Knaini cannot serve as a shtar raya, because she would never even win. If there would be a dintar on the ownership of the Eved, she wouldn't win. So it's not called a shtar raya tachas yoda if she wouldn't win on the piece of paper, on the background. So it wouldn't be good.
We have no proof from the Messina.
Right. Yeah. That's the Shaila. So the Gemara answers right away that it's no good. But till the Gemara gets to the answer. So the Gemara says, if you skip a few lines, the Gemara says, Toshma, do Amar Eish Lokish. The line begins with Amar Eish Lokish. Hagodros Ein Lohem Chazaka. Godros means animals that you have to hold in a corral, in a fence, in a fenced-in area, because they'll walk by themselves. So Eish Lokish Hagazaka, Godros Ein Lohem Chazaka. Usually what if I have a behemoth, if I have any metaltalim and I claim, and you can prove the fair, I have your Gemara, it has your comments and your handwriting all over, and it says that it belonged to you, and I claim that you gave it to me, but matana, that you sold it to me. So usually you say, chazaka masha tachas yod maharei shaloi. If I claim that it's mine, even though you can prove that it used to belong to you, but you can't prove that it still belongs to you, so if I'm holding on to it, it's tachas yodi, so I win it entire. But if it's godros, if it's a behemoth that can walk by itself, or if it's an eved that can walk by itself, and it happens to be in my house now, and I claim that I bought it from you, you gave it to me, Matana, and you say it's not true. You say that it still belongs to you, so the din is that the Murakami gets it back. The original owner, will, if he can prove that it belonged to him, he will get it back, because you don't apply Chazok, Amasha, Tachzim, Harir, Shaloi, to a thing that can walk on its own. The Chazok only applies to things, the Metaltalim, that don't walk on their own. So that was the Gemara's Pshitas. That just like if there would have been a sichzich between the husband and the wife regarding the ownership of the Eved, the wife would lose. So that means that it's not called tachas yidei adam. Chazaka kol ma she tachas dem harishaloi is only with tachas yodoi. A behemah, an Eved that can walk by itself, is not tachas yodoi. So if it's not tachas yodoi, so there's no tefisas bala shtar, so the shtar doesn't give a hagada say. So that was the answer.
He is arguing milsian that he was. What did the writer get on the Eved for his wife? It's time to give it to her. What just
he may have changed
he clearly his mind. Intended, right? He clearly intended to
so
give it.
So this is a sort of a hachocha.
May have changed his mind. Right? You don't know.
He didn't write it.
Well, he read before.
That the Gemara is going to. So that, till the Gemara gets to the answer, so the Gemara has a side topic. This should really be in a footnote. It should really read like this. Boy Rami Bachome, like we read. Do you say we're not talking about the ownership of the Eved, we're just talking is it tachas yoda that there should be a tvisis balashtar that the get gives a hagada say this. Should I say aknu yakni lo? We assume that he was makna the Eved to her with respect. We assume it with respect to the rayas hashtar. Just like if there would be a sichsach on the ownership of the Eved, she will lose. So too, it's not good for the tvisis balashtar. So toshma domer shlokish, that it's no good. That's the answer. So till you get to the answer, the Gemara has a parenthetic footnote. The Gemara, it's printed in the Gemara, but it really should be in parentheses because it just throws you off a little bit. Fregdengar and Underkasha. What do you mean you have a get written on the hand of the Eved? And you want that to serve as a shtar raya with a little water, soap and water. You'll change the whole text of the get. You'll erase whatever you want and you'll rewrite something else. So how can that serve as a shtar raya? It may possibly be able to serve as a shtar kinyan. Can it serve as a shtar kinyan? Let's say I have a get written on a blackboard. No, blackboard, all you need is a wet eraser, a wet shmata, and you
pencil,
erase what it said, or written in pencil on a piece of paper, so you can erase it, and then the chasim, you rewrite whatever you want on top, and then the chasim seidim will remain on the bottom. So that's the issue of a ksav, sheyochol his diet. What's the halach of a shtar that's written in a ksav? Sheyochol his diet, you can easily change the whole text, and no one will be able to tell that it was tampered with. So is that good or not? So for shtar raya, avad it's no good. How is that a shtar raya? If it's because yochel his daif, so maybe the person changed the whole nusach. So that's upgeret that's no good. If it's a ksav sheyochel his daif. Is it good for shtar kinyan? So that's the machlekes Rab Meir and Rab Loza. That the Gemara has it. Here the Gemara had it before. Huh?
What kind of kinyan? I mean,
not that you're afraid. Here, like this. The husband, everybody, the whole community is sitting here, and they all know the husband wants to divorce his wife. No one's lying about anything. The husband writes the get on a blackboard, and the Adam sign on the bottom, and everybody sees that you can change the text, but no one changed anything. And he gives it a get in the presence of two Adam. So that later on she should walk around with the blackboard and claim that this is conclusive proof that I was divorced. It's ridiculous. She could have easily erased, changed everything on top. So that black book should serve as a shtar raya, that for sure is no good. The shaila is, we're all here, is this good to make the gerushin? Does this make the gerushin? So the Gemara has a machlekes, Rab Meir, Rab Loza, that goes throughout the Masechta. Every 5-10 blot, the Gemara brings it up again. Is it necessary that the get has Eidich Hasim on the bottom? So Rab Meir insists that a get has to have, every shtar kinyan has to have Eidich Hasim on the bottom. How does it, and Rab Loza says, no, and we pass like Rab Loza. Eidim Mesir, so you don't have to have Eidich Hasim at all, Minat Torah. Only for shtar raya. If you want to have a shtar raya, approve. Then Abadi, you need Eidich Hasim, and it has to be ksav, Sheini Yochel is dying. But just the service, the shtar kinyan, everybody's watching. Everybody knows what's happening. No one's denying anything. The shaila is that good to make the gerushin? A man wants to be mekadesh an isha, and he gives her on a blackboard, harei mekudeshesli, and two edim signed on the bottom. Is that good to make the kiddush?
So Rameya
says,
good?
Oh, so Rameya says it's no good. Rameya says it's no good to make the kinyan, because Rameya says edich hasim karsin means like the mechanics of how a shtar makes a kinyan. How do you mekadesh an isha b'shtar? How do you divorce a woman b'shtar? How do you give up ownership of karka? By giving the other person a raya that the karka belongs to you, that accomplishes that it now belongs to you. By giving this single girl, he goes on a date, he gives the girl a shtar raya that we are married, that makes it that they just became married. By giving his wife a shtar raya that we are divorced, that accomplishes that they just became divorced. So Rameya holds that every shtar kinyan only works via serving as the first serve as a shtar raya. I give you a raya that you are no longer married with me, you are divorced, so that accomplishes the kinyan, that makes the shtar kinyan. So Rav Meir says that every shtar raya has to be ksav she'ena yochel his day. If you're going to have ksav she'yochel his day, so it's no good for the kinyan. But we don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass in the Gemara said on Dav Dalet and Aleph, halachik Rav Loza begitin, the big tesis on Dalet and Aleph, we pass like Rav Loza, the Tana Rav Loza, that ate him a sirikar. So what does it mean? Ashtar raya, to serve as a shtar raya. About you have to have ate him signed on the bottom, and it has to be ksav she'ena yochel his day, that it should be a raya. If it's a yochel his life, if he can change the text and no one will know, is nishken raya? That's avada pashut. But the service, the shtar kinyan, Rav Loza says, has nothing to do with shtar raya. It's not that it works by my giving my wife a raya that we are divorced, that accomplishes that we become divorced. No, has nothing to do. If I say bal peh, hariat megoresh es mimeni, that's no good. If I write it in a piece of paper and I give it to her, that is good. That's the definition of a shtar kinyan. The same thing that you say bal peh. I say, Balpe, I'm giving you, I'm transferring ownership of my property, all of my real estate. Karka is nicknames b'shtar. So if I say, Balpe, I give you ownership of all of my real estate, nothing changes. You can't transfer ownership by dvarim, by talking. But if I write it down on a piece of paper and I give it over, then it is chal. So that's Rav Loza's opinion, that you don't need ksav she'ena yochel his daif to serve as a shtar kinyan. Rav Loza agrees that you need a ksav she'ena yochel his daif to serve as a shtar raya. Because if you can change the text about it, there's no right.
But this opinion, then why does he say Hariyat Mekidesh Yisri, he has a ksuba, the proof that he married her for a
kiddush?
Why? Why is that?
Usually, I mean, why do we have the practice to give kesef kiddush? Let him just give the ksuba, let the ksuba serve as a shtar kinyan. Yeah. Well, one simple reason is because the ksuba wasn't written l'shmo. The din is that a get has to be written l'shmo. Oh. And the ksuba has to be written l'shmo. We have printed ksubas, you just fill in the name.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So just like a get needs ksiba l'shmo, so shtar kiddushin also needs ksiba l'shmo. The Gemara learns that. So the ksuba is usually not written l'shmo. No. So you mekadesh b'kesef. You give kesef. That's one reason. And another reason, the real reason, why, because sometimes they do write the ksuba l'shmo. Sometimes they engage a sefer to write a whole ksuba that's not written l'shmo. So the minig is, the Rambam writes, the minig is that we are Mekadosh Bekesef for the following reason. By the Karoim, Adayim Azeh, they don't believe in Kiddushe Kesef, because it doesn't say in the Humish. They only believe in Kiddushe Shtar and Kiddushe Biya. But Kiddushe Kesef, they don't observe. That's what the Rambam writes, that there are three ways to make Kiddushe Nidhi Kesef, Shtar and Biya. So he says, Shtar and Biya is Torah Shebichsav, and Kiddushe Kesef is Divrei Sof from Torah Shebalpeh. And the Karoim take Arayam Azeh. They don't do Kiddushe, they don't believe in Kiddushe Kesef. So the Rambam writes, Kvanog Kol Yisrael the Kaddish B'Kesef, we want to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh, like Cholin, like the Balamor says on Cholin, that a person who doesn't eat hot food on Shabbos, the dinim are so complicated, so what do you need to leave food on the fire for? You have to know the dinim of HaChazorah, when you are allowed to, when you're not allowed to, so leave everything on, eat cold food, what do you need the whole headache for? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Baal HaMor, says no. If a person doesn't eat warm food on Shabbos, Tzorach B'dika Achrav, you have to check maybe he's an apikoros, because the Karoim used to mistranslate the Pasuk that says, L'sbarash b'chom ha'shasecha b'yoyim ha'shabbos. They didn't say you're not allowed to strike a match. They said you're not allowed to leave a fire burning in your house. So they used to live in dark homes. The home was always dark by them, and they never had any hot food. Everything was cold. So in order to demonstrate that we don't follow the Karoim at all, so the minig developed that they bedavke, the Frumi Yidin bedavke had hot coffee, hot tea, hot shalom, something to demonstrate, and then you have to figure out how you're allowed to do it behetta, with the blech, without a blech, whatever the dinim are. So the minig developed that we bedavke insist on having warm food on Shabbos. There are quite a few minhagim like that we have, that we go out of our way to do things in a way to demonstrate that we believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh. Bris Mila, right.
What Bris Mila?
The Rambam says you can use a scissors for a Bris Mila if you want to. You can use, the Gemara says in the beginning of Chulin, you can use a piece of broken glass, you can use a piece of metal, you can use a blade of grass, a piece of wood, a piece of paper, if it's sharp enough to cut. And then the Rambam says the meaning is that you use a knife. So what is that all about? So in the Torah Shleima, he points out that by the Karoim, they had an insistence on Dafke using a scissors. Because the Pasuk says in Sefer Yoshua that he was told to be Malbane Yisrael, says, Kach Lucha Charbos Tzurim. So they used to translate Charbos Tzurim means two knives, one that cuts against the other. That's a scissors. So they insisted Dafke on using a scissors. So the Rambam implies that our minig is to demonstrate that we don't follow the Karoim at all. Even though scissors is also good, so we never use a scissors to demonstrate that anything but that. We don't follow that opinion at all. It's in Gansa wrong. We bedavki use something other than a scissors. So here also, that's the meaning, that we're Mekadosh B'Kesef to show that we do subscribe to the Torah Shabbat Peh. They, the Karoim, will never use Kesef. They only use... They have problems with the Karoim in Eretz Yisrael now. There's Dayan, who's in the yeshiva now, is giving... every week he gives shiurim, so he says they never have Kiddusha Kesef. They don't believe in Kesef. They only have Shtar and Biyah. And the shtar is always puzzle. The kedusha shtar is always no good. And the kesef they don't have. The bia they know how to do. That's universal. The bia they know how to do. But the kesef they don't believe in, and the shtar is always puzzle.
Yeah. Well, they have problems in order to register their husband and wife.
No, when they get divorced, they have karoim who came from Russia. They have karoim who came from Egypt. They're not the same. The karoim from Egypt, they're not the same as the karoim from Russia. Yeah, celebrity.
You also have the Shilohanim too. Shilohanim is also Kavuim, but that's a different. That's different.
Different group.
I don't have.
So the Gemara asks Akasha. The Gemara thought, this is all parenthetical. The Gemara thought that the get was written on the hand of the Eved, on the surface of the hand. You can easily rub it off. Take soap and water, rub it off, and rewrite whatever you want. So the Gemara says, you're talking, you declared that Rabbi Bachama has a Shaila, can the Isha. Use the get that's written on the hand of the Eved, can she use that as a shtar raya to prove that she was divorced? She has no other proof that she's divorced. The Eid and Mesira are not here. She wants to use the fact that she's holding on to the hand of the Eved. If she would have a din Torah with the husband, whether she can keep the Eved or not, the husband would win. So the shayla of Rami Bachama was, but we're not talking about the ownership of the Eved, just talking, is it called cheskas tfisa on the get, that it should serve as a shtarai.
So the
Gemara says, so Rabbi asks on the whole shaila of Rami Bacham, what are you talking about?
It's
stam no
good.
That's the next line. Drag the Gemara. Typically, the ksav sheyachal is daifu. But it's no good. You can erase it with soap and water and rewrite whatever you want. So what kind of a shtarai is that? Zog the Gemara. What do you mean? Rabbi is asking Akasha. Drag the Gemara. The Rabbi Akasha mas nisin. What does Rabbi do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says beferish. If you write a get, Alayat Shalom Eved, that it's good. So how can Rabbi, what is Rabbi picking on Rami Bacham? And the Mishnah says, Alayat Shalom Eved is good. The Gemara says, no. The Mishnah is not a kash against Rabbi. The Mishnah is talking. We're not trying to prove anything. Everybody's sitting around. The whole city is sitting around. The whole city hasn't gone some 10 families, and they're all sitting. And they're watching the way they're giving over the get. So the Mishnah says, the get is good. It's a shtar kinyan. The Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lazar, that Eide Mesira Kar, so you don't have to have Eide Chasima, that it should be Ksav Sheni Yochel, is that you don't need a Raya at all. And it's good for Shtar Kinyan. But Rami Bacham is talking about a Shaila. Can the woman prove that she's divorced by the fact that she's holding on to the Eved, that can it serve as a Shtar Raya? So that's what Rabbi Tain is against Rami Bacham. Of course not. How can it serve as a Shtar Raya? So that's what the Gemara says. What is Rava picking on Rami Bachame? But the Mishnah says like that. So Gemara answers no. That's not a problem in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is only talking about serving as a shtar kinyan. The Mishnah goes by the Mesira of Rav Lazar here. According to Rav Lazar, you do not require that every shtar kinyan should function via serving first as a shtar rai. No, it doesn't have to. So the Mishnah is good. The Rami Bacham kasha, that's the kasha. How can Rami Bacham is talking that the get should serve as a shtar rai? Good, the get can serve as a shtar rai. If it's ink on a piece of paper, but not if it's chalk on a blackboard. Not if it's ink written on a hand, you can just erase everything easily and rewrite everything. By every shtar raya, it's a problem. If it's yochel is died by shtar raya,
it's not a problem.
Shtar raya is a problem.
Shtar raya is always a problem. Shtar raya is always a problem. Shtar kinyan, it's only a problem. The Rav Meir.
Why was it when we learned the study of Mekarlan and Neopolok, you put on your shalmi with the whole thing that they make, that they're filling it in the middle, and the whole column with yochel is died? So that whole concern is only related to.
The way we pass in Allah, we pass in like Rav Lazar, that you don't really need Eidei Chasima at all. So why do we bother to have the Eidei Chasima? So the Mishnah says, Mepnei Tikkun Ha'olam, they made a Takana de Rabbanon, you should have Eidei Chasima, so that the woman will be able to prove later on that she is divorced. That was a Takana, to enable her to have a Shtar Rai. So that was Taisis quoted the Yerushalmi. What kind of a Shtar Rai is it? If the Eidei is going to fill in the stencil, so how can you make a Kiyum later on? You want the Chasima to serve as a Shtar Rai, right? Mikra did their rice, the get doesn't even need any Eri Chasima, the way we passed like Rav Lazar. He didn't even need any Eri Chasima. So the Gemara answers the Kasha, and for the Gemara, Rami Muhammad lo Kasha, Bixavis Kaka. He's not talking that they wrote in an ink on the surface of the hand. He's talking that they engraved it, they tattooed it inside the skin, and you can't change it. You can't erase it. So that is a Ksav Shaina Yachal his Daye. So that could legitimately serve as a shtar raya.
But the question of tattooing, because it's not a tambola. The whole question of tattooing, because it's not written, there's no letter. It's like we learned in the word name, it's engraved, it's a metal.
That's okay. No, we had a problem if you engrave around it. Yeah. If you engrave around it and the letters are boilet memela.
This is good.
That's okay. This is good.
It's like you
they scratch a hole and then they put in the ink. So that's good. That's
the
secret.
It's like
paint.
That's good.
No, that's good. The only thing that's no good is fakir here. Here, if I give a get like this and you push the letters in, that is good. That's okay. What's no good is if you make an impression around the letter, mamela the letter stands out. So that's chok teichas, that's no good. So chok yireichas is good. So that's what the Gemara answers. No, we're talking about a case of ksevis kaka. So the Gemara says, oh, hashta dosis lochi. Once you come to that realization that a shaykh to have a get written on a person's hand in a way that it's, that it's eidei yochel is daif. So you can say the Mishnah also. You don't have to say the Mishnah only follows Rav Loza's opinion, who holds that you don't need Eidei Chasima. No, you can even say it goes like Rav Meir. And it's a Ksevis Kaka, and it can serve as a Shtar Rai. It's a Ksav, Sheini Yochel is Dai. Okay. So the kid said that was all parenthetic. So the Shaila was, Rabbi Bacham Shaila was, is it good for a Shtar Rai? The answer was no, it's no good. Since if she would have a Sichsich with her husband, whether she is the owner or he is still the owner of the Eved, he would win. So it's not called Tachas Yodo, her holding on to the Eved, because the Eved walks on his own, his Goydra. So it's not called Tachas Yodo. So just like it's not Tachas Yodo for the purpose of Chazok, Kolmash, and Tachstil, and Harei Shaloi, it's not called Tachas Yodo that you should say that there's a Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar. The Shtar only gives Haggadah Seidus if the Balashtar, if you have Tvisis Balashtar. If there's no Tvisis Balashtar, so there's no Haggadah Seidus.
Didn't
you just say that even if they made it that it has to serve also the Shtar Rai? Yeah. So what is
the Gemara answer? That the Mishnah
is only
for Rabbi
Lazar, but even if it comes to Rabbi Lazar, it's a Shtar Rai? That's a machlekes in the Rishonim. When the Mishnah says the Shayuhu Eidim Chos Malagetman, Tnei Tikkun Oilam, wasn't in the Takana that you have to have Eidi Chasima. Well, it just means an Eitzah Taiva. So Tosfos said earlier, it's only an Eitzah Taiva. It's not really a Chiyuv. It's not really a Takana. The Maisa, we do. The Zman Hazeh, we give the woman the get, we take it away 2 minutes later. So the get is not going to serve as a Shtarai at all. So what do we bother to have the Eidim sign the get? Very often the Eidim don't know how to write. The Sefer knows how to write. So what do you have to waste another 15 minutes to have the Eidim sign for? It's not even going to be used as an Eitzah Taiva. We're going to take it away, then they're going to give the woman up to her. So we follow that opinion of Rishonim, that it's not an Eitzah Taiva, that it's Takat Takonim, there are bonim that you have to have Eidei Chasima, that it should serve as a Shtar Raya, but then we undo it. Then we take it away from her. We follow that opinion.
That's a takana.
So
no?
Shtar Raya for the 5 minutes that she holds on to the get, then we take it away.
You give another Shtar Raya.
So what do we bother to have the Eidim sign the first get for? If it's the way Tosfos says...
Before.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense today. See, if it's the way Tosfos says earlier that it's only an Eitzah Taiva to recommendation, so what do you do a recommendation? It doesn't make any sense. So we follow those who shanim hold, no, it's taka takana de rabbanon, and it's like a davish of a minyan, tzachon yinach alatiru. Once the chachamim made a takana, even though the whole reason for the takana doesn't apply, we live in different times, we take it away, we give the woman a tour, but still the takana remains. That's what we are machma for that opinion against us.
If something would happen to that get, it disappears, let's say, the fire in the whoever, it wouldn't matter. They wouldn't have to go and institute another get.
No. She's already geget. She's already geget. She has a ptur.
It's a good exchange. She gives the person a shtar raya. The person exchange gives her a ptur.
Yeah.
Also a shtar raya.
Amai sabez. Yeah, it's all shtar raya. Yeah.
So again, so point to those we show them that it's a real takana.
But then how do they understand this tomorrow? Why is the Lord's answer that this mission goes to the Lord? It says that it's good. It means it's kosher b'di'evet. You didn't do all that you were supposed to do, but b'di'evet, it would be good. Just because they didn't live up to the takana d'rabban, it's still good. Right, that's what Tosfos point. Tosfos has a little bit of a discussion about. There's a pasuk in Chumash that says you're not allowed to make tattoos on your body. So the person who wrote the get is in violation of the Yisr, but still the get is Tosheb the Yavit. So Tosfos says, yeah. Tosfos points out you have the same on Omer Aleph.
All Surim
that we learned before. That's it, Tosfos points out. You write a get and a paper, that's Asabat. No. So you're saving money over here. Like this, you would have to buy a piece of paper, a thick piece of paper for half a dollar. Like this, using this paper, which is Asabano. So to use the... Huh?
This is not a
No. But Tosfos quotes another Gemara. We learned 2-3 weeks ago. Right, so we learned the Gemara.
The get is good.
No, but Tosfos gives this as a mashal. That on Amen Aleph, it says the get is kosher. It means only kosher b'yevet. It doesn't mean it's kosher l'chatchila. You're not allowed to do that. You're talking in violation of the Yisuri Hanor.
Yeah.
But the get is good. If you gave it, the get is good. So that's what Tosfos says over here also. You weren't permitted. The Sefer was not permitted to do this Aveira, to tattoo the hair. And even though he violated the Yisra, he's Nishkan Apikaris. If he would write a get on Shabbos, then the Rambam writes, "Hamachal Shabbos beferes Mumal Chal Shabbos beferes Dina Ka'akum." So such a chevron is possible for Ksivus Aget, just like a goy is possible for Ksivus Aget. The Machal Shabbos beferes Dina Ka'akum is also possible for Ksivus Aget. In fact, the Rambam even writes a chiddush in the middle of Hilchas Gerushin. The Achrenim pointed out the Rambam writes, if the Sofer wrote the get on Yom Kippur, it's also Machal Shabbos beferes and Dina Ka'akum and he's possible for Ksivus Aget. That's a chiddush. The Beis Halevi and the other Achrenim discuss it. Where did he get that in the Gemara? The Gemara, let's say a person eats chaza beferhesi. Is dina ka'akum? Is not dina ka'akum? Let's say he talks lashon hara beferhesi. There are some people who talk lashon hara beferhesi. Is dina ka'akum? People do all kinds of averes. Yeah, but even if he doesn't do tshuva, everyone can do tshuva. Even if he doesn't do tshuva, it's not dina ka'akum. He's not possible for writing again. The Gemara only says in chulin dafei hamachalo shabbos beferhesi dina ka'akum. So Rashi says why? Because Shmira Shabbos is to testify that you believe that the Rabbanu Shlomo exists and he created the world. Mechal Shabbos Vesia is Kilo, he denies either the existence of God or he denies that God created the world. And the Mele, God's not the Balabos. If he didn't create the world, you don't have to. He's not the boss, you don't have to listen to what he said. So that's the idea. Yeah, that's Tinik Shanish, but that's not called Mechal Shabbos Befehesi. Befehesi means, Lahachas. Everybody else is Shema Shabbos, and he doesn't care. He's not embarrassed, it doesn't mean anything. But if it's B'shoigig Avada, it doesn't count. Even today, the Mezid, the Paskim, the Chasam, the Chazanish, and all the other Paskim say, it doesn't apply Mechal Shabbos Befeesi, Dina Kachem doesn't apply Bismana there, because most of the Jews are not observant. Chal Shabbos Befeesi means if the whole community is more or less observant, and he is such a Chevreman, he's not embarrassed to be Mechal Shabbos in the presence of everybody. That he doesn't care about anybody. That's Befeesi. But so the whole Dina Mechal Shabbos Befeesi, Dina Kachem, really only makes sense by Shabbos. Yom Kippur is not an Eidus that Hashem created the world. Yom Kippur is a different thing, Yom Mechilas Slicho. So just because he's Mechalog, Yom Kippur Befeesi, is also Dina Kachem. Why should that be so? That's a Chiddush in the Rambam. So the Paskim say, yeah, but the Rambam holds that Yom Kippur is Dina Ki Shabbos, and therefore it's not Dina Ki Yontif. Yom Kippur is Dina Ki Shabbos, and therefore Mechal Shabbos has Dina Kachem applies. But the Shaila is, but how does it apply?
The also says Shabboson, but the Yom Tovim also says Shabboson.
No, but it's still a difference. L'moshel, the Rambam writes La Halacha in Hilchas Erevin, the end of Hilchas Erevin. If Yontif falls out on Friday or on Sunday, so you have 2 days as Smuchim Zelazer, so you don't say Kedush Achas. It's not one Hemshire. Yeah. But the Rambam writes, Yeroyali, he writes, in my opinion, if you have Yom Kippur falls out on Friday or on Sunday, and our calendar, it never happens, but if it would happen, Yom Kippur would fall out Friday, Sunday. The Rambam writes, Yeroy Lee, that is Kedusha Achaz, and it's considered one long Hemshech. So the Rambam writes that Yom Kippur has a Kedusha Sayyim, like Shabbos, not like Yontif. It's not that it's Yontif with another Chumr, that there's no Heter Echel Nefesh. No, it's Dina Kishabbos. So the Mele, the Rambam holds, Mechal Shabbos, Befeesi, Dina Kinochri, Geitan, even applies to Yom Kippur. But that's what the Pasuk commits. How does he know? Why should that be so? Even if it is Dina Kishabbos, but it's not Zeicha Lebriya Shamayim Ba'aretz. So just because he's Mechal Yom Kippur, doesn't at all demonstrate that he doesn't believe that Hashem created the world. Bizman Azer, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, I remember when I was a little boy, so a lot of the Orthodox shuls had a Hashkama minyan for those who had to go to work on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So they went to shul, and then after they finished davening by 9 o'clock, when it's time for the second minyan to take over, then they went to work, they had no choice. They went to work. I remember there was one balabas, I never saw him in shul. I never saw him in shul. I just used to see him on Yamim Tovim in the minyan. I never saw him on Shabbos. So I imagined in my mind, Mistama, he must have been divorced from his wife, and he only comes on Yom Tov to visit his children. I used to daven next to his children in shul. They learned in the yeshiva with me. I didn't understand that one Shabbos, he davened by our minyan, he threw a kiddush. He just became a Shema Shabbos. He always davened by the first minyan. Mm-hmm. And he went to work. That's why I never saw him. Yom Tov, he always took off. He used to take off Yom Tov. He always used to make a mishaberach for the Ger Rebbe. I was like, Yom Tov, he bought an aliyah and made a mishaber for the Gerer Rebbe. And Shabbos, he was never there. And many years went by, then finally he was able to become a Shema Shabbos. So he gave a kiddush on that Shabbos. The first Shabbos, he became a Shema Shabbos. Years ago, that's what the Hashkama Minyan was for, the people who went to work. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his Sefer, he can't say that such a Yid is Mechal Shabbos Befeesi Dina Ka'akum. What do you mean he denies that God created the world? He davened by the first minyan, Gemach Kiddush. He said everything Shabbos. He believed in Shabbos. Parnasa has a doicha ka parnasa. So he says in such a case, he can't say that Mechal Shabbos Befeesi Dina Ka'akum. So the Pashto says it should really depend on each and every individual case. So that's why the Rambam Meshver, the Rambam says that a Mechal Yom Kippur Befeesi is also Dina Ka'akum because Yom Kippur is Dina Kishabbos. Why? It has nothing to do with Bria Shamayim V'Oretz. Yeah. That's the Shver Rambam.
Look, Rama, why the punishment is different Yom Kippur and Shabbos? Not the same.
The onshim are different,
yeah.
The details are different. The Rama holds that the Kedusha Sayyim is the same. That's why he holds that it's Kedusha Achas. When Yom Kippur falls out Friday or Sunday, it's a Kedusha Achas. So that's what Tosis points out over here. Just because the Sefer violated an Avera by tattooing the other person's hand, but just because he violated an Avera, he makes him a Bal Avera, but it doesn't make him a Mumer Dina Ka'akum, that he should be possible for the Ksivas Haget. Then Tosis goes into a little bit of the details. What exactly is the Isser of making a tattoo? So there's one Tan in the end of Makkos who's of the opinion that the only time there's an Avera deraisa is if he writes the Shema Avodah Zarah. Tosis quotes the Shita Rab Shimon Bar Yochai when they write Makkos Daf Chof Aleph. And the Tosis Dima Maschel B'Ksivas Kaka. So they quote from the Gemara in Makkos, Daf Chof Aleph, Reb Shimon holds Ein Achayv Ashiyichta Vas Hashem Pir Shem Avodah Zarah. That this was a practice for Rav the Avodah Zarah. They used to engrave like you make a brand on the animal's body to have a simon, which ranch it belongs to, who the owner is. So the Rav the Avodah Zarah used to make a mark, used to make a tattoo on their body to demonstrate that they belong to this religion. So that's what Rav Shimon holds, that the only time there's an Issa Deraisa is if you write a Shem Avodah Zarah. Yeah, we don't pass like Rav Shimon, we pass like the Chachamim. There's an Issa Kseves Kaka, even if it's not a Shem Avodah Zarah, to write anything. And the Gemara even has it, there's an Issa Derabanan, if a person has a wound, he has a mako, and he wants to put the ashes, Afer, Makla, he wants to put ashes on the wound in order to draw out the blood for some for medical purposes, yeah. So there's a Machlekes in the Gemara, some Amoraim hold that that's awesome in the Rabban and Amari sign that it looks like Sevis Kaka. Another Amoraim say, no, how can you, what do you mean Amari sign? Everybody sees Makosam Machachasolo. They see that he has a Mako, and he did it for medical purposes.
Well, how about,
that's why it's
about
not right.
Writing on your hand. Let's say you just make a note, no, and there's not allowed to.
That's the pashtus. No, the pashtus is that it's taka, not
no,
right. That
right.
Should
kaka.
Be awesome in the rabbanon.
No, that's not kaka.
No, right. But it's not kaka. Awesome.
Minatayra. It's only awesome. Service kaka means under the skin.
Under the skin. Yeah.
Right. But with the rabbanon, the Gemara seems to say that it is awesome.
Yeah.
That it is awesome to do that. A lot of times when you go to a hotel, so the people who are paying customers, whatever, so they mark. Then put a stamp on your hand. So the pashtus says that there is a shaila and isa derabanan. Oh, if you can't see it, you can only see it. Oh, then I don't think it's a problem. But if you can see it by looking at your hand, then lecharet should be, even though it's going to wear off after a couple of hours, that should be a psah shaila from midirabban. Should be an issue derabban.
Sometimes you go to a amusement park. You're
going
to go
out and stand. Christopher Maltz.
Yeah.
Go out, got to give it a stamp Friday, Sunday, something.
Is the Baal Mitzvah?
The cipher
who did the writing was Zayfer the Aveira. So Taisa says it doesn't matter. Even though the get was written by Aveira, it doesn't pass on the get. The Gemara says in the end of Makkah, Daf Chaf Aleph, that the Yisa there, Isa of Service Kaka, is only if you tattoo. And his mamish below the skin, indelible. It's also not indelible. If you do a good job, you can probably get that out also. But the Issa Derais is only if it's tattooing. And the Rabbana Deyasid, even if it's just on the surface of the hair. And it's even a machlaikis. What if he puts Eifa Makla, Gabi Makosa? He does it for medical purposes. And he only threw ashes there to heal it. He's not really interested in making a black mark on the skin. But after a while, in the middle of the healing process, it'll look like it's a Ksevis Kaka. So that's a Machlekes Amora. Maybe there's even a Marisayin. There's a Marisayin Derabanan on such a case. But the marks, the right Kaka on the skin, Alpi Pashtus, isn't he said Derabanan?
Is that halacha today?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah,
well, I think that's... Like school kids, right?
You can't crib sheet.
The Pashtus says that that's not permissible. Yeah. It's an Issa Derabanan. It's not the Issa Deraisa, but that's the Issa Derabanan. Now the Gemara has a new shaila. This is really a psychological shaila. It's a little bit boring, but derech agav, when the Gemara is going to discuss a psychological shaila, the Gemara is going to come up with a new din deraisa, and Tosis is going to come up with another din deraisa, just derech agav. So the Gemara has the following shaila. What if, boi, nachar shaila, boi, rami bachome, about eight lines, to, nine lines from the bottom. Boi, rami bachome, nai shaila. Hoi mechzokim betavlo shehi shalom. We know that this wooden tray always belonged to the wife. It never belonged to the husband. And now, the husband wrote the get, engraved the get, he wrote a get on this tray, and he's about to give it to the wife. So is that good or not? He wrote the get on hers.
Yeah.
He wrote the get on a piece of paper that we know always belonged to
her.
Everybody knows it always belonged to her. Is that good or not? What's the issue? The Gemara says there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. See the second line from the bottom. The Gemara says, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, "Va'ekach ha'sefer hamiknen." Va'ekach ha'sefer hamiknen. Yirmiyah got a nevuah. The soldiers of Melech Bavel were about to. They had already surrounded all of Eretz Yisrael, and the whole country was going to collapse. They were going to be makrib the Beis Hamikdash within a few months. Everything was going to collapse, and he got a nevuah that his cousin is going to come to ask him to buy his field in the city of Nasos, which was worthless. Why should any Meshuggah want it? You invest in real estate if you know that the Bavlim are going to come take it away. You know, you're going to lose it imminently.
Anyway, yeah.
You're going to lose it right away. So he got a nevuah from the Rebbeinu Shlom, he should buy the field.
Buy a
Like buying a cock right before you know you're going to have to give it back right away. So what seichel does it make? So that's what Yirmiyahu Navi, that's the Haftarah of Parashas Behar. So Yirmiyahu Navi went through with it, and then he asked it, then the whole tefillah, he asked the Rabbanu Shalom, Rabbanu Shalom, but what did you tell me to do this for? He didn't ask the Kasha before he did it. It was clear to him that Tzivi Hashem, he did it. But then he said, Rabbanu Shalom, what did you tell me to do this for? The Bavli Marda. So the Rabbanu Shalom told him, this is a siman that you're going to get back Eretz Yisrael. They shouldn't. The people shouldn't give up hope.
Despair.
The Bavliim, they shouldn't despair. The Bavliim are going to take away Eretz, everything is going to be hard, but not forever. But another 70 years, the Nevuah will be fulfilled, and everybody will come back. So you buy the field, and you get a shtar, and you put the shtar away in a safe place. Leman yamdu yomim rabim, it should last for 70 years, and after the 70 years are up, you'll come back to Eretz. That was the Nevuah. So the Pasuk, it says, V'ekech ha-sefer ha-mikne, his cousin wrote a shtar kinyan, and the cousin gave him the shtar kinyan, and bo'oid all of Edom. So it says, ve'ekech ha-sefer ha-mikne. I took from my cousin the shtar kinyan, sefer ha-mikne. So the Gemara darshans the word sefer ha-mikne as if it were written sefer ha-makne, that the piece of paper on which the shtar is written has to belong to the moicher. So here's the shaila, but the piece of paper always belonged to the wife. So the husband took her piece of paper and he wrote a get, and he gives it to her, so that's no good. Das felten sefer ha-makne. So the Gemara has a psychological suffix. Do you have the right to assume that the woman understands?
She will.
How stupid is, how ignorant is the woman? How intelligent is she? Does the woman understand the halacha?
It has to be.
They tell her you have to be makne the piece of paper to your husband. There are exceptions to the rule. Mashikon Vishikon Bali is a din derabbanan. It's not a din deraisa. Mashikon Ebed Kana Rabba Ebed Knaini. Everything belongs to them. That's a din deraisa. No ifs, ands, and buts. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. Mashikon Vishikon Baila is a takana derabbanan letovis abal. So if the baal, the Gemara has a baal shenasa matana leishtoi, if the husband himself bought the diamonds or jewelry for his wife, so the Gemara says kamsa, because he's like saying, I'm moichal on the takana derabbanan nichli betakanta derabbanan. I want you to own it. So then you revert back to the din deraisa.
Then why do we have to say gitel vidoy gvim keichot, gitel b'shista gvim keichot?
Yeah.
I mean,
he didn't give it. She
can have belongings. She has things belonging to her. Then you don't have to come to the stairs.
If the case would have been that he, before he gives it a get, he says, I'm a vater on all of my rights and privileges on your karka, and then he puts the get, then there wouldn't be any shaila. Shaila was he never made that declaration before he gave the get. So at the time that he put the get into her chotzer, he still had a shaychus with it. So it's like get biyada mashiach biyada. It's like he's still holding on to part of the get. So the Gemara says, but it doesn't matter. Gita v'yada b'ayin k'echot. The second he gives the get, that's it. Upgehakti. He has no more schusim in the karka. So
mele.
Yeah. But if he would make a declaration in advance, I'm a vater, all of my schusim on your karka, you wouldn't have to come on to that explanation. The Gita v'yada b'ayin k'echot. There wouldn't have been a problem in the first place. Enoch. So the Gemara has, it's a psychological shaila.
Maybe here he gave her.
That's the shaila. What they tell a woman, be makna the piece of paper to your husband. So and she knows he's going to give it back to her in another 10 minutes. He's going to write to get give it back. Yeah. So does she understand, be makna, that legally it has to, like a matonamas lahakse, but you give a dalad minim, you have to give a matonamas lahakse. So does the woman really understand? The Gemara is going to say maybe men are educated, maybe the men would understand, maybe the woman is not sufficiently educated, maybe she doesn't understand. So that's a psychological subject. Did the woman understand well enough to be makna the piece of paper to her husband that it has to belong to him, so that when he gives it a get, haste the sefer ha-makna, the piece of paper belongs to the husband and he gives it to her and she's megureshes, or not? That's the shaila. Boy, Rami Bachame, it's not a halachic suffix, it's a psychological suffix. We knew that this piece of paper, this piece of wood, always belonged to the wife. The husband bought it for her as a gift, and he gave it to her. Habal shenasam atana leishtoi konsa, belongs to the wife. That's the Gemara Cheskes Habatim. Habal shenasam atana leishtoi konsa, vein habal leichal peres, because it's the equivalent of declaring la nichli betakanta derabbanan. Is meichal ana takana derabbanan of kol masha konsi shekana bayim. So now we always knew it belonged to the wife, and now get kosev aleha. And now the husband wrote a get, and the husband is about to give it to the wife. Is that good or not? Do we assume that the wife is really makna to the husband? So when the husband gives it to the wife, he's giving her a sefer makna, or not? Mi amri mahu, what's the law? Mi amri na naknu yakni saleh. Do we have the right to assume that she knew, she understood what we told her? and she was taka makna the paper to the husband. I don't know, maybe I should say, see here the old girsa was isha lo yada lakna. Maybe the woman doesn't understand. They were not educated as managma. Maybe the woman didn't understand. They leave out the word isha, because the Gemara is actually going to bring that up later. Maybe a man is educated, maybe a woman is not educated. So it's a psychological stuff.
Get bal korcha couldn't be.
A get bal korcha could be.
It depends on her goodwill.
This case couldn't be a get bal korcha. Yeah. A get bal korcha is only if the paper belongs to the husband, but if it's her paper, yeah, a lot of it's no good. In this case, it'll be no good. So Abai wants to bring a raya that people do understand. The Gemara is going to say, just because he has the case that he did understand, maybe that was a rabbi, he's going to give a case, that was an intelligent person. Maybe a stam average woman would not understand the mechanics of what's necessary. So the Gemara says, Amar Abayi Toshma, there's a Mishnah in Adias that tells a story, one of the Tanoim, Afu Heid al Kvarkot and Shoi Betzad Yerushalayim, there was a little village near on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, Behoye Bazok and Echo, there was an old man, and he was the town cipher. He used to write. The other people didn't know how to write. Mana Mishnah, many of the people were illiterate, they couldn't write, they couldn't read. There was only one old man, and he happened to be wealthy. How did the sofer become wealthy? Akash. Usually sofer are not so wealthy. Okay. He used to lend money. The sofer was the wealthy man, and he used to lend money to the balabatim in the community when they needed. And he used to write the shtar halvor. Now the shtar halvor d'after zayin faker, the loive has to write a shtar halvor.
That's why
he was wealthy. I owe you. No, the loive has to write a shtar halvor and get witnesses to say I owe you. So he used to write. So what do you mean he used to write? So you see that
the loive gave him the paper.
No, he had the ink. He had everything. Yeah. He was the only sofer. The other people never had writing paper. Didn't know how to write. So he was the only one who had writing paper. So you see, obviously, we assume he gave the paper, we assume everything was done properly. The cipher, the rich cipher in town, gave the paper to the loiver when he lent him the money. Then he said, you be kind of the paper, and give me the paper now, and I'll write to shtar halvor. And he gave him back the shtar halvor, and he had him signed it, and then he gave it back to the malva. So you see that people, we assume people do understand. So here also we assume the woman understood. So it says, v'kaisa b'ksav yodai. The cipher used to write in his handwriting. He was the local cipher, so he used to write the shtar halvoyer. And he can't sign on his own. He's going to sign that they owe him money. He's posulatus. He's the baldover alein. So he got two witnesses to sign. And the tanoim were consulted, and they said dichshiru. It's good. There's no problem. What should be bad? What's wrong with it? Why is it acceptable? I v'habin and sefer makne v'leka. That pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says you need sefer hamikne, so we read it as if it were written sefer hamakne, that the piece of paper on which the shtar is written has to belong to the loive. Like here, the piece of paper has to belong to the husband. So why is it good? Elalav mishum de'arminam, because we must assume haknoi maknalu. We assume that the sefer must have given over the ownership to the loive. So here also, you should assume
that she gave it to the
that she gave the paper to the husband. The husband gave it back to her. So that's what Rabbi Taina is. That's what Tais is going to chep on the Gemara. What's a tzushtel shtakin shtarai? We're going to get to that in a minute. That's why I wanted to learn the Gemara, even though the whole thing is a boring psychological issue, because you have these two, the halachas that are blended into this psychology. So that was Abaye thought that he discovered America. He has a Mishnah in Adias, a Favorfin Mishnah in Adias, that indicates that people do understand. When you explain to them, they'll understand. Even though I'm giving you the paper and you're going to give it back in another 2 minutes, they understand the technicality. So Amar Rava, so Rava says, in my kusha, how can you be patient? Rami Bachama was an Adam Gadol. So Abayi says, et vagesen anof in a Mishnah. So Rava says, take it easy. Yeah. Rami Bachama didn't forget a Mishnah. That Mishnah, the man was a scholar, the sofer, the local sofer. He wasn't a pasha to Balabas. And my kusha, dilma, zok and shiny. Maybe the old man who was the local sofer, that's a different story. The Yodalak Nuye. But over here, who says that the woman knows? So he's going to bring a different raya. Okay. The rabbi's going to bring a different raya. It's also not a raya.
The other people, it's the loiva.
The loiva.
I mean, it's a two-way street. I'm mocking you the piece of paper.
Yeah.
You in turn, we mocked it to me.
Yeah. So the shayla, the suffix of Rami Bachama was like this. The isha is going to give the piece of paper to the husband. Amanasa is going to give it right back to her 10 minutes later. Why is a suffix? Did she really understand that she has to transfer because she's going to get it back in 5 minutes anyway? So he wrote this as a shayla. Maybe the sefer didn't understand what he's giving in the paper. I'm gonna ask to get it back.
Yeah.
That's the suffix. So Rava says there's no raya. Maybe the zaken, the sefer knows a little bit, and the woman doesn't know. Okay. So Taisus asks that kasha. Taisus, fact kasha, the bottom Taisus, v'yim toimar. This is a famous Taisus. Taisus says v'yim toimar. Ma inyan shtar havoel leget. We know there are two types of shtar. We spoke just now. We spoke many times. There's a shtar kinyan, and there's a shtar raya. So Taisus postulates an assumption. They don't prove it. Taisus makes an assumption that this halacha that the Gemara learns out from Yirmiyahu Lamed Beis, that the piece of paper has to belong to the makna, that's only by shtar kinyan. That story in Yirmiyahu, Hanamel, the cousin of Yirmiyahu, wanted to sell him his field in the city of Nosos, so he gave him a shtar kinyan, that by this shtar he's makna the karka. By the get, we're talking about the get is also a shtar kinyan. So by shtar kinyan, the halacha requires that the piece of paper should belong to the das hamischayv. We have to call them names. The das hamischayv is the one who writes the shtar, and he gives it to the other one. He's called the balashtar. And you give over the shtar, you have tfisas balashtar, then he's credited. So the one who writes the shtar, we always call him, in the halacha languages, we call him the das hamischayv, and the one to whom the shtar is given is called the balashtar. So when, Taisus Tain is, when do you require sefer hamakne, this gzeres hakosu? That's only if it's a shtar kinyan. But if it's a shtar raya, so by virtue of the fact that he's holding on to the raya, that itself is the shtar. What do you need that to be makna the piece of paper? What do you have to be makna the piece of paper? If before he didn't have a raya, and now he has a raya, that's the definition raya. That's tfisas bala shtar. We're discussing over here. When you give over a shtar, before you give the shtar, it doesn't begin to function. There's no kinyan. A man wants to divorce his wife, he writes a get. She's not yet divorced until he gives her the get. And he tvises bala shtar. Bala shtar is the isha. Or shtar kiddushin, the chasen has to give the shtar kiddushin to the kala. So you need tvises bala shtar. So the Gemara says the definition of tvises bala shtar is to be makna the piece of paper to the other party. So Tosis says, why do you need makna zain the piece of paper to the other person? When do you need that to be makna in order to be considered tvises bala shtar? That's only by shtari kinyan. By shtar raya, by virtue of the fact that the person has a raya, and before he didn't have the raya, thus that is the tvises bala shtar. So there's no need that it should belong to him. That's one premise that Taisus makes. They have no haichocha, they hold a svara like that. Then they hold premise number two. This is hardly debatable. Premise number two is a big machlokes. The premise number two Taisus makes is like this: if I lend you $1,000 and you give me a shtar, that you owe me $1,000. So if I wouldn't have had the shtar, if I just lend you the $1,000, and the Edom will come and testify that you still owe me, they know that you still owe the $1,000. So that would be a milval peh.
Yeah.
But when I have a shtar, then it's elevated to the level higher. It's a milval de shtar. What's the difference, halacha ma'aseh, between milval shtar? Mishabodim. That like this, if I sell, I borrowed, what happened over here? Let's say I said, what happened? I said, I lent you $1,000. I'm the rich one. So I lent you $1,000. And you went and you sold your karka to somebody else. After I lent you the money, then you sold your karka to somebody else. If it's only a milvah b'alpeh, then I cannot collect from the lekuchas. I can only collect from you. And if you don't have any money, it's goodbye. I can't collect. But if you gave me a shtar, and in the shtar you write, b'chol nechasayim u'shubadim l'chayv zeh, so I have a lien on your property. So even if you sell a karka to somebody else, I can go and collect from the lekuchas. So the shaila is this halacha that the Mishnah has at the very end of Bava Basra, that if it's a milva b'shtar, there's a shibud nechosim. The nechosim, the karkos, ha-meshubah to the malva. It's a milva alpeh, there's no shibud nechosim. How does that work? The shtar halvoa that the loiva gives the malva serves as a shtar kinyan. You're makna to me, like if you would want to give me matona, all of your karkos. If you would want to sell your karkos to me, to $500,000, you sell your real estate to me. So you make a shtar and you sell it to me. So here also, when you give me the shtar halvoa, you owe me the money already. I lent you the $1,000. You owe me the money. So what changes over here? How come you make... Is it that the shtar serves as a shtar kinyan, that I should be kind of the karkois of the loive kinyan lachatzoin? Because shibud nechosim means a kinyan lachatzoin. I'm a shutif with you.
Yeah.
You own the karkois 99%, but I own the karkois with respect to collection. If it'll come out later that I won't have where to collect, I can go to Lekuchas and I say it belonged to me from all the way back. I bought it first.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Or should I say no? that basically when you borrow the money from me, it should be automatically, there should be a shiba nechasim. But the Chachamim said, give the man a break. Look, a person borrows money, man the Yosef, betzino Yosef. You don't want to advertise to the whole world that, you know how to borrow money from me, $1,000. So that people will try to use that, the fact that you're in need of the money.
Yeah.
So you don't want anybody to know. So when you'll sell your karkois to the lekuchas, you don't want the lekuchas to know that you're in need of money. Otherwise, they'll try to
squeeze you.
Yeah, they'll try to lower the price because they know that you're in need of money. So they know that you're desperate, so they don't offer you so much money. So you don't want anybody to know. So the Gemara says, maybe they only gave the break to the lekuchas because milval peh is leis lekola, because people, the lekuchas, won't know about it. So we should say to the lekuchas, they made a takana that the malva cannot collect from the lekuchas. But the minute you have a milva b'shtar, it's lekola, because the edim signed on the shtar. So they'll already tell everybody, chaver chaver islay, v'chaver da chaver chaver islay. They'll already tell the whole immediate world that he borrowed the money, and everybody will know. So there won't be any problem upset to the lekuchas. So then we'll revert back to the basic din. The hainu, the basic din should really be that whenever a leiva borrows money, there should always be a shiba nechasim. So if that's the vort, if that's the optaich of shiba nechasim, then the shtar, halva doesn't have to serve as a shtar kinyan. It only serves as a shtar raya. If you have a shtar raya that you owe me the $1,000, then it's going to be islay kala. So then in mele, the halva is going to create the shiba nechasim, not that the shtar creates the shiba nechasim. So this is a fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim. A shtar halvoya that accomplishes to make shiba nechasim, that the karkois of the loive are now meshuba to the malva, and the malva will be able to collect from the lekuchas later on. Is that because the shtar serves as a shtar kinyan, like a shtar kinyan to give to transfer ownership of the karka? So shiba nechasim is a kinyan lachatzayin, a partial ownership on the part of the malva. Or do you say no, that it serves as a shtar raya? So our Tosfos says over here, the Yeska Kasha, how can Abaye even begin to bring a raya from the Mishnah in Adias? That what? That we see from the Mishnah that people do understand that the Zokin, the Sefer, the local scribe, was marked in the paper to the Leiva, and then he gave it back to him 2 minutes later to return it, and they did understand what they're supposed to do. So Tosfos says, who says that you need Sefer HaMakna over there? Bechlal, let's talk about a Shtar Raya. He used to lend them money. What did he say? He lent Hoyamalve. He lent the money, he wrote a Shtar Alva. Shtar Alva is a Shtar Raya. That's not a Shtar Kinyan. So Shtar Raya, Bechlal, you don't need that the Sefer HaMakna, that the piece of paper should belong to the Das HaMeschayv, and he should be Makna the paper to the Baal HaShtar. No. When I give him the Raya, Matfis Raya Biyoda, that's already the Mesiris HaShtar. That's the Tfis HaShtar. So Tosfos says, my Inyan story, how back from me? Let's say I charged you a $500,000. If I gave you a Mechira Bishtar, but you should even have the right to collect from the Lekuchas. I sold the karka to other people, and I sold you the karka Bachraya, so you have a right to collect from my Lekuchas, even if it's Baal Peh. So the Gemara says, yeah, the only reason why you have to have Bishtar is by Halvoeh, because it's upset of the Lekuchas, because Manda Yosef, Betzina Yosef, one of Bar's money. Does want everybody to know. So then there's an issue of Seder de Lukuch. But by Mecher, why? People are not embarrassed. You sell business, you sell real estate all the time. There's nothing to be embarrassed about like a Halvor. So let everybody know. So since everybody... If I gave you a mechira b'shtar, but you should even have the right to collect from the lekuchas. I sold the karka to other people, and I sold you the karka b'achrayis, so you have a right to collect from my lekuchas, even if it's baal peh. So the Gemara says, yeah, the only reason why you have to have b'shtar is by halvoeh, because it's upset of the lekuchas, because manda Yosef, betzina Yosef, one of Bar's money, does want everybody to know. So then there's an issue upset of the lekuchas. But by mecher, why? People are not embarrassed. You sell business, you sell real estate all the time. Nothing to be embarrassed about like a halvor. So let everybody know. So since everybody knows, it's islay kala, so there's going to be shiva nechasim automatically. So Tosfos wants to prove in the Gemara. You see from the Gemara that you don't need a shtar to be kind of the shiva nechasim. Shiva nechasim should have always happened automatically. No, but by milval peh, there's a problem. So they made a takana de rabbonim shim seder de lekuchas. when you write a shtar, so there's no problem of seder delikus. It's going to be a slay kolo, so there won't be any problem of seder delikus. But it's not that the shtar is a shtar kinyan to be koine the shiva nechas. No, all the shiva nechas should have always happened automatically. That's what Tosis said. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha that what? How can I buy a proof in the Mishnah in Adius? You see from the little village that the Sofer used to write Shtoy Havoyer, so obviously he was Makna back. What Makna back? No! Shtar Havoyer is a Shtar Ra, you don't have to be Makna anything. You don't have to be Makna anything. How do you prove in that Mishnah that by a get, but you do have to be Makna, that people were Makna? So Tosis gives a very shver taich. Tosis gives a very shver answer. Tosis says, Atzushtel. Just like this this wheeler dealer, just like this old Zokin the Sefer, used to lend them money. So Mistama, he also used to deal in real estate with them. It doesn't say he dealt in real estate. He was only a money lender, doesn't it? So Tosis says, no, just like he used to lend them money, so Mistama, he also used to buy and sell as well. And he was the only one who had any paper. He was the only one who knew how to write. So obviously he was Makna back. So that's the riot. From the line that doesn't say in the Mishnah, from what it says in the Mishnah, there's taka no proof. That's what Taisha says. The Nira Lefarish, the Nira Lagemara, the Gemara understood, the Gemara read in between the lines of the Mishnah. That just like Mistama came and showed him Malvalachot B'nei Hoir, Mistama, they used to give him matonis of karka, they used to sell him karka, and even when they were giving him matonis of karka, selling him, he also wrote shtaris, Mistama. So Taisha is adding on a lot because of their two premises. They're making two assumptions, again. That's a chiddush. They're making assumption number one that the only time you need a spin, Sefer HaMakne, that the paper is second shot. Tosis says, Dibra Maschel, the Goyvim in a Chosim Meshubadim. So Tosis, Lashon Sheni Pirish Bekuntris. Rashi's second shot is the correct one. And they quoted that what? That a Shtar Halvoy to create Shimon Chosim is a Shtar Kinyan. And the Machlekes Rab Meir Rab Loza would apply by a Shtar Halvoy also. We said the machlekes Rav Meir Rav Loza, but Eidei Chasim Makaris, Eidei Mesir Karsi, cannot possibly apply to Shtari Raya. A Shtar Raya, of course you need a Raya. You have to have Eidei Chasim. It has to be Muchach Mitoich, has to be Ksav Sheni Yochel His Daye. How can you say on a Shtar Raya that it's good without Eidei Chasim? Where's the Raya? Of course you have to have Eidei Chasim on a Shtar Raya. So the only time there's ever a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Loza is only by Shtar Kinyan. And yet, Tosis Paskins, and there are two Shittas in Rashi and Tosis Paskins like that day, that by Shtori Halvoya, to change it, to make him, there should be Shibu Nechosim, on Milva Alper, there's no Shibu Nechosim, on the Karkos of the Loiva. Milva Bishtar, there is Shibu Nechosim. What does it mean, Shibu Nechosim, the Karkos of the Loiva, Akanuyim Bemikzas, to the Malva with respect to the purpose of Gviya, to collect. So Tosis writes there, how are they Kanuyim? Via the Shtar. The Shtar Halvoya is the Shtar Kinyan. And there's a machlekes Rav Meir Rav Loza whether you would need Eidei Chasima. So that's what they all ask. It's a stira in the two Tosfos. And the Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis holds that Shtori Halvoa, Shtori Kinyan, to make a Shimon Chasim. And our Tosfos says the Pharisee that it's a Shtar Raya. So the Night of Yehuda's son has a whole shtickle Torah on this. That the Rav used to say he thought that it was a pshetel. Rabban Soloveitchik always says like that, like the Night of Yehuda's son, the Shiva Sion has Chuvas. So he says it depends whether Shibuda deraisa, Shibuda lav deraisa. If Shibuda deraisa, that means that should have happened automatically. And all the changes are all takana derabbanan. So then the Shtar Halvoa is only a Shtar Raya. But if you all Shibuda lav deraisa, then the Shtar has to be koina. Shtar has to be koina the Shimon Chos. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was a pshetli. He thought that it didn't make a difference whether Shibuda deraisa, Shibuda lav deraisa. It's 2 days. He said, astira. Tosis is the Agufa and Gimel on the base. Tosis knows that it's 2 days. Rashi himself has the 2 days. So that Tosis holds like the Lashon Sheni, and this Tosis holds like the Lashon Rishon and Rashi. 2 days in Rashi.
In the Balat Tosis, you don't need to start. It makes a lot of sense.
On the level of the Raisa. Yeah. But once the Chachamim changed it, so then Rabbi Yoshe Ben said, how do you know how they changed it?
Yeah.
So what did they change it to? So Meken Zog Nazay, Meken Zog Faket. Once they changed it, didn't their Raisa. You can say that they scrapped the whole din deraisa and they changed the whole din. Now you need a shtar to be kind of the shiva nechas. You don't have to say just need a shtar to touch up to remedy the problem of islay kala leislay kala. Maybe mederabbanan you need the shtar to be kind of the shiva nechas. Okay, that's the shayla.
Days and toises. It means that the same balat toises.
No, many balat toises. Yeah. a steer between a Taisus and one Mesichta and another Mesichta, so that we know. That Taisus, they're goofy and give a lot of days. Taisus knows that it's 2 days. Rashi himself has the 2 days. So that Taisus holds like the Lashon Sheni, and this Taisus holds like the Lashon Rishon of Rashi. 2 days in Rashi.
In the Bala Taisus, you don't understand. It makes a lot of sense.
On the level of the Raisa. Yeah. But once the Chachamim changed it, so then Rabbi Yosher Ben said, how do you know how they changed it?
Yeah.
So what did they change it to? So Ken Zog Fakir. Once they changed the Din Deraisa, you can say that they scrapped the whole Din Deraisa, and they changed the whole Din, now Nidishtar to be kind of the Shivin Chassid. You don't have to say just Nidishtar to touch up, to remedy the problem of Islay Kola, Leislay Kola. Maybe Midirabaran, you need to start to be kind of the Shiva Nahas. Okay, that's the Shiva.
How many days in Toysus? That means that they're the same Bala Toysus?
Many Bala Toysus, yeah. A steer between a Toysus and one Mesichta and another Mesichta, so that we know, that they're different Bala Toysus. But even in the same Mesichta, it's not necessarily a steer. Toysus themselves knew that there were two days in Rashi. And Toysus points out it depends on two gears in the Gemara and Bava Basra. There's a word in Bava Basra. This is Rav Soloveitchik used to point out. The word in the Gemara Bava Basra is either spelled with a vav or with a yud. So the ganze, it hinges on the spelling of the word. Shiny Hos Mishas Ksiva Ishtabed Nafshin, and Shiny Hos Mishas Ksuva Ishtabed Nafshin. So either it's a vav or a yud. And if it's a Galatiana pronunciation, the pronunciation is the same. So you can't tell from the pronunciation. So you just have to tell from the way it's written. A yud is came out the same in a Sefer Torah. If you have a Sofik, if it's a yud or a vav, you have to ask a tinek de lechakim or letipish. So there are two girsas in the end of Bava Basra where it says ksuba ksibe, and Taisus explains this is the shaila. This shaila hinges on that girsa. One letter. Okay. Still a difference in pronunciation. Okay. So this, so the Gemara Sofik is just a psychological Sofik. Does the woman understand or not? What the women understood Bizmana Gemara today is either better or worse. It doesn't necessarily apply. Psychology can change in every generation. If they're more educated, they go to school now.
Yeah.
They go to university, they have limud kodesh. It could be everything is different. So the whole topic of the Gemara is not really so relevant Bizmana Zed. But the reason why I didn't skip it is because of these halachas. The Gemara comes up with this din of Sefer HaMakna. Doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. Sefer HaMakna. That the piece of paper has to belong to the Das HaMeschayev, and then he has to be makne to the Baal HaShtar. And then Taisus has a chiddush that's only by Shtari Kinyan, not by Shtari Raya. By Shtari Raya, being matvis the Raya, that is the Tvisis Baal HaShtar. And then Taisus has the next assumption that they make is that Shtari Havoa are only Shtari Raya, they're not Shtari Kinyan. And that second assumption, that's the Machlekes, the Taisus in the first Perek, and Gim Lam and Beis held that so. That was a machlek.
The same as chalitin that you have to have bekli makne, bekli amakne. The same minion.
By chalipin. So the rabbi is the kainah. So he gives the handkerchief to kelim shel kainah. But when he sells the chametz to the nachri, so the nachri is the kainah. So the nachri has to give his handkerchief to the rabbi.
You don't buy him the shalitin.
The rabbi is acquiring. No, so the Rambam says mikra din. You don't have to have a kinyan suitor, and it doesn't even make any sense, and it adds nothing. So he says it's a minig and it doesn't make any sense, and then he knocks a little sense into it. So he says the whole reason why the rabbi makes the kinyan suitor with the balabatim, or the husband appoints a shliach to give a get to his wife. So the Rambam writes also the minig is like that, like the Rambam writes. Minig is that the shliach gives his handkerchief to the husband, zetachazeh. So by my giving you the handkerchief, you should give me in exchange the right to give the get to your wife. So the Rambam says, Mikir Adin, it's not necessary. Ain't Srichim Kinyab, Ain't Lakinyab Bahem Tam. And it doesn't even make any sense. So he says, the reason why we do it is to demonstrate that Belev Sholem Gamartav Yosisi Dovazem. That's what the Rambam says, Lefichach, what if I appoint the Rabbi Yoshliach to Fakoif and the Chometz, and then I say orally, I make a declaration, Belev Sholem Gamartav Yosisi Dovazem. So then he says, you don't even have to make the Kinyan Suda because it's Mamashon Atam. It doesn't make any sense at all. You won't be adding anything.
I guess you could do over the telephone. You
that's what the Rav used to say. An era Pesach, some of the Balabatim always call up the rabbi the last minute. They forgot to fashayim in front of Mechiras Chametz. So the Rav used to say, what are you going to do for the purpose of the minig of making the Kinyan Suda? So most of the Rabbanim said, no, you can't do the minig. So you can't do the minig. So the Rav said, no, tell the Balabas to make a declaration. So then you're not even in violation of the minig.
People do by letters the same.
Yeah.
but then that he right. signed.
That's
yeah.
all right.
He signed, it's good.
Yeah.
So just finish the Shtikle Gemara. So the Gemara says, well, let's bring a different raya. Rava says, let's bring a different raya as to this issue. If the piece of paper already belongs to you, and you give it to me to be matna to me, and then I'm going to give it back to you. A minute, I'm going to write something down, Ashtar, and I'm going to give it back to you. Say, and you know at the time that you give it to me, I'm going to give it back in 3 minutes. So do we have the right to assume that you really understood what you were doing? You were talking matna to me? You have to be concerned that maybe you never were matna to me, so it's no good. So Rava brings a raya on the top line of Chof Aleph and Aleph. Elam HaRava, Rava says, no, Mehocha. Your raya, Abai, is right from the Mishnah in 80 years, a Shvacha raya. Because the Sefer, the town scribe, was a learned person. He knew what he was doing. So Gomer Makne, I'll bring a raya from the Mishnah where it's dealing with Balabatim, not dealing with the Sefer. I'll prove to you that the Balabatim also understand, also know what the mechanics is. There are two types of Orev. There's an Orev Koidim Chisim Shtaris, and there's an Orev Lacha Chisim Shtaris. An Orev means a cosigner. I lend you money, and then I'm afraid that you may not have any money. You may gamble away all the money. So I guarantee you. Right. So he says, in the event that the Leiva doesn't give it back to you, say, and you know at the time that you give it to me, I'm going to give it back in 3 minutes. So do we have the right to assume that you really understood what you were doing? You were talking machna to me? But you have to be concerned that maybe you never were machna to me, so it's no good. So Rava brings a raya on the top line of Chof Aleph and Aleph. Elam HaRava, Rava says, no, Mehocha. Your raya, Abai, is right from the Mishnah in 80 years, a Shvacha raya. Because the Sefer, the town scribe, was a learned person. He knew what he was doing. So Gomer Machna, I'll bring a raya from the Mishnah where it's dealing with Balabatim, not dealing with the Sefer. I'll prove to you that the Balabatim also understand, also know what the mechanics is. There are two types of Orev. There's an Orev Koidim Chisim Shtaris, and there's an Orev Lacha Chisim Shtaris. An Orev means a cosigner. I lend you money, and then I'm afraid that you may not have any money. You may gamble away all the money. So I guarantee you. Right. So he says, in the event that the Leiva doesn't pay, he guarantees the Malva. He says he'll pay the money. So if the Malva is afraid to lend the money to the Leiva in the first place, he doesn't want to lend the money unless he gets him an Orev. Then the Orev promises in the event that the Leiva doesn't pay, I'll pay you back the money. And then I say, okay, and then I lend the money based on his say-so. So then I understand how he became an Orev. I made the Matan Mois based on your promise. So just like the Leiva is Mechuyev to pay back because I lent him the money, so the lending of the money was only based on your promise, so the Matan Mois is Mechayev you also. But that would only make it a Milva Baal Peh. Yeah. So that's a Milva Peh Lagabi the Leiva and a Milva Peh Lagabi the Orev. How do you make it into a Milva B'Shtar? So you write a Shtar. Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Levi is the Arev and the Adam signed. So just like it's a Milva B'Shtar, the Gabi, the Chiv of the Leiva, it's a Milva B'Shtar, the Gabi, the Chiv of the Arev. So everything is covered. That's the normal Arev. That's one kind of Arev. That's the Arev Koidim Chisim Shtaris. He agreed to be to guarantee the debt before the loan was made. What happens? The Malva already lent the money to the Leiva. And the Leiva already signed gave him a shtar and it's signed by two Adam, and the Malva is holding on to the shtar. And then the Malva is nervous that the Leiva may not pay him back the money. So he creates, let's say he wants to collect the money already now. The Leiva says, what are you worried about? I'll have the money. He's very concerned. So then someone else volunteers after the shtar halvor. The halvor already took place 5 years ago. And the shtar is already 5 years old. And now the Malva is very concerned. It looks like the Leiva is spending all the money. And then another person enters the scene and he promises, he says that if the Leiva won't pay back the money, I'll make good money. So what's Mechayev him to pay? Just because he promises to pay back the money, but nothing happened. It's even less than a Milva Baal Peh, because I didn't lend the money based on his say-so. So you have to make a kinyan then. If you don't make a kinyan with the Orev, so he won't be Mechayev to pay a penny. So how do you make a kinyan? So the Gemara says in the end of Ksubas and of Kuv Beisam and Aleph, Tosis refers a little bit to the Gemara. Tosis quotes here Rashi's Pshat. We don't pass like Rashi in Ksubas, we pass like Tosis Pshat. So Tosis Pshat there in Ksubas is, if I write down on a piece of paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000 and I give you this document, the shtar is kind of his chayvus moment. his chayvus can be created yesh meyayin. In secular law, there is no such thing. I think only
$1.
In exchange for something.
Yeah,
only in exchange for something. But if not in exchange, just out of the clear blue sky, I just obligate myself to give you an amount of money, so in the goyish courts it wouldn't stand up. But according to the halacha, that's a machlekes abiyecha mishlakish. The shlakish holds like the goyish courts. And he lost. And we don't pass him like Mishlakish. We pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. Then chayv ani lachmana, bishtar, I write in a shtar, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000.
That's nice.
That's kind of his chayv. So here, that's what it says in the Mishnah. The Malva already lent $1,000 to the Leiva 5 years ago. And the Leiva gave him a shtar halvor 5 years ago. And the Shiva Nechosim on the Leiva's Nechosim. The Orev wasn't in the scene at all. The Orev enters the scene today. So how do you create a his chayv? When is the Orev, how is the Orev going to become a chayv at all? And how is there going to be a Shiva Nechosim on the Orev's karkois? Then in case the Leiva will be broke, in case the Leiva won't have any Nechosim, in case the Leiva's Lekuchas won't have anything, so the Malva will be able to collect either from the Orev or from the Lekuchas of the Orev. So the Orev says, give me the Shtar, what's the problem? Give me the Shtar, it has blank line on the bottom, blank space on the bottom. He writes, I hereby obligate myself to serve as the Orev in the event that the Leiva doesn't pay. I will pay you, and I'm a shabbat all of my karkoyas, and in case I sell it to the lekuchas, to be able to collect any signs, and he gives them over. So that's the halacha. Chayv ani lachmana bishtar. If you write in a document, I obligate myself to give you money, that's good. Yeah, but it's a shtar kinyan now. Normally, by a normal orei, when the malva is afraid to lend money to the leiva, the leiva is a poor man. Why should I say I lend him $100,000? He may go broke. So I don't want to lend him the money unless he gets me a co-signer who's going to back it up. So if he agreed to be an Orev before the Halvoyah, so when I lend the money, the lending of the money is Mechayiv the Leiva, and the lending of the money is Mechayiv the Orev. But here the Leiva already owes me the money from a long time ago. So here the writing of the Shtar, here it's the Shtar Kinyan, is Mechayiv the Orev. But just a minute, this Shtar already...
Why?
That's like Chayiv Ani Lachman in the Shtar.
But anybody can do a Chayiv or something, so...
Can do, you can do, yeah. Right. So that's what the Orev tells the Malva, you're afraid.
Of the Malva, irrespective of the Malva, if I'm inscribed myself to pay anything, I don't need anybody for a Kenyan.
Right, yeah. Okay. So that's what happened over here. The Leiva owes $1,000 to the right. Malva, and the Malva has a shtar.
Right.
And then the Malva is worried, maybe the right. Leiva is not going to pay. The Orev says, what are you worried? I'll be Meshabit myself right. In case he doesn't pay.
So
how does he create the Shibud? But you have to make it. How does the Orev
become Abba? How does anybody who's Mishayev himself to give something?
Okay, so either need a Kinyan Chalipin. Let's say you want to give me $100,000. I'm afraid you're going to change your mind. Oh. Till tomorrow, till I'll see you in Yeshiva, you may change your mind. So I want to make it legally binding. So I give you a handkerchief, and I say, by your accepting the handkerchief, you should become obligated to give me the $100,000, and you can't back out. So either Chalipin or Shtar. You give me your write down on, I'm afraid you're going to back out. So I want your write down on a piece of paper, I obligate myself to give you $100,000. You write that down, you give it to me, but the Shtar is kind of described. So that's what the Orev does over here. He writes on a piece of, on the bottom of the Malva Shtar that the Malva is holding on to for the last 5 years in a safe. He has the Shtar that says the Lova owes him $1,000. So the Malva says, oh, you agreed to be an Orev. Good, sign. So he writes, I agree to serve as an Orev, and then the Orev gives the Shtar back to the Malva.
But it's not the Orev's paper.
It's not the Orev's paper. Yeah. This Shtar belonged to the Malva for the last 5 years. And yet in the Mishnah it says that it's legally binding. So obviously, when the Malva gave him the piece of paper, I'm marking the paper to you for 2 minutes, so you should write, I obligate myself to give you the money in case the... And then you mark them back. So you see that people do understand. We're not talking about learned individuals. He talked about successful businessmen, obviously. He learned, not so successful. He lent the money to a shlemiel, and he needs enough.
He's a worried.
I don't know how a worried businessman. So Rava says, Elama Rava, I have a better raya from the Mishnah. Your raya from 80 years is not such a good raya. Maybe he's a scribe, so he's a learned person. Zok and Shiny, the Yoda, he knows the dinim. I have a raya from the Mishnah of Arev. Arev Hayotze La'ach Achisim Shtaris, he accepted Arevis 5 years after the Halvor, not that he became an Orev before I made the Halvor. Becomes an Orev before the Halvor, so the Matan Mois to the Leiva is Mechayiv, the Leiva and the Orev. No, he's the Orev Lachach Esim Shtar, after it's ready, signed, sealed, and delivered, then he agrees to serve as an Orev. But because he writes on the bottom, so that's good. So that's good. The only thing is that what happened, the Orev writes, I hereby obligate myself to pay you the amount of money that the Leiva owes in the event that the Leiva doesn't pay, and I sign my name, Herschel Shechter. So that's called the Kosa Diksav Yodai. So Kosa Diksav Yodai doesn't have the full din of a Shtar Halvor. A Shtar Halvor that's signed by two Edom on the bottom, then you can be goyver from the Chosim Mishabodim. If it's only if I owe you $1,000 and I owe you $1,000, I write my name, it's only good to collect from the Chosim Bnei Charon. You can't collect from the Likud. Vaita Leis Leikol. It's a little like a Milval Peh. It's a little better than a Milval Peh. But it doesn't help for Shiva and the Chosim.
There's no difference. I mean, you can't go to the Chosim.
You cannot collect from the Chosim. In that sense, it's the same, right? So that's what the Mishnah says. If the Orev signed his name, he doesn't have two Edom who sign on the bottom. That the Orev was Meshabin himself. He himself signed. So it says it's good to create the Hischaivus of the Orev, but you can't collect. It's only Goyvim in the Chosim in the Chosim, because that's the Mishnah in the end of Baba Basra. If you have a Shtar that's Biksav Yodai, he signed it. No Edom signed. He himself signed it. So Rava said, that's the raya from the Mishnah. The Malva gives the Ori of the Shtar just for 2 minutes, Adaita to give it back right away. After you have a raya, it's also on Mishnah, have a raya that it says Beferis, that even by women it's good. Okay. So it's going to bring a raya that it's good. We'll stop here. And this week's Sedra, the Chumash has the way Yitzchok Avinu was afraid. He's gonna die. He doesn't know when he's gonna die. Lo yodai to yoy moisi. So he wants to give the brachas to Esav. So he says he should go hunt the behemah and make a delicious meal and put him in a good mood, and then he'll give the brachas. And the Medrash has a comment on the pasuk. Lo yodai to yoy moisi. The Medrash has a whole memory that appears by us in the Gemara in Perek Mokum Shenogu, that there are 7 things that the Rabbanu Shlom doesn't want people to know. When is going to be the Yom HaMisa, when is going to be Mashiach is going to come, and when is going to be, when the Malchus HaRashoah will collapse, and what field people will make a Parnasa in, different things that Rabbanu Shlom doesn't want. That's how the Chazal say on the Pasuk. Yaakov Avinu calls together all of his children, he says, Hayosv Yagir Lechem, Esa Sheikir Eschem, Yaakov Yisrayam, he's going to tell him when is going to come Mashiach. And then all of a sudden, Stalka Himen Eshchino, and he starts saying other things. So Rashi quotes from the Chazal, he thought Shema Yesh Bechem Psul, maybe you're not supposed to tell over when Mashiach is coming. Maybe one of the children is not from. So they all said, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kem, Shema Chod. No, we all believe we have the same Amunah, they're all from. So then the Gemara says, oh, he realized that this is one of the things that you're not supposed to divulge. At that time, after he did know, he had an inkling of when the Ketz HaYamin is going to be. And then the Min HaShemayim, they took away Nistakam and Shechina, that he shouldn't divulge it, because this is one of the 7 things that the Baruch Shalom doesn't want people to know. So the Pashtus in the Gemara, Lechora, means that this is what the challenge of life is all about. That by many Hasidim, they go to the Rebbe on every sneeze. They want to know about the Shidduch, so the Rebbe says either yes or no. They want to know about the Parnassus, should they invest in this? Should they buy this? Should they sell this? Every sneeze, they go to ask the Rebbe everything. So the Pashtus in the Gemara seems to be that that's what the Rebbe Shalom doesn't want. The Rebbe Shalom wants these things to be unknown. You shouldn't try to ask a Navi to try to find out what it's supposed to be.
Make your own decision.
You should ask an Eitzah. About to ask an Eitzah by Rodham Gadol. Get a Bracha. Okay. About to get a Bracha. You want to make the Rebbe Shutif. Okay, good. But to give up your whole... That's what life is all about. Life is making decisions. So to give up, you're making up all decisions. A person should just act like a robot. And whatever the Rebbe says, like a Navi, tells me, you have to do this today, you have to do that. So what's the challenge of life? The Pashtus is that that's what Chazal are driving at, that there were 7 things that the Rebbe Shalom did not want people to know, and nor that should be a challenge in living.
He didn't want to tell him.